You know, if I just stand in one spot and I hope when people disappear, they show up again. That's what I hope. I just stay in one spot. There's Dimples. Woohoo! Barbara, he didn't want to miss you. Nobody wants to miss the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. You know, our spiritual family is a family. It's not under heavy rules and regulations. And you only come if your heart feels like it, you know, because you're always in church. Wish everybody would remember that. You're always in church. And this is just a little building where we gather to talk about love, and love is God. So you don't have to be a great speaker. As long as you've got love in your heart and you really want to get up and share your thoughts. And that's what we had to really twist Barbara's arms a few times because, she's shy, but she's not shy. She is I'm just going to say she's just plain love-filled. And everybody loves her. And so she could get up here and do nothing but the alphabet and sit down again, and we would all think it's the most wonderful, wonderful talk in the world because we love her so much. Is that great? I think that is just wonderful. And I can come up here and be my silliest. Maybe I don't get away with it, but nobody let me know if I don't. I can be up here and be my silly self. And so far, if anybody complained about it, they haven't let me know. But people do come in and out of my life, and I never get to see them again, like you moving to Germany. But I think it's just plain love-filled family is what we have. Rita moved away, and she came back. We hope we can just keep her to stay here now, but she kind of spreads herself all across the United States. Rita does. But the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight, everybody that knows her adores her. She's just a bubble of love. And we're not trained speakers up here. She's just going to talk from her heart like the rest of us do. And that is our Barbara. Barbara Chase.
I might do that. A, B, C. I thought about that, Rita. I always start my talks with my favorite Bible verse, which is, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful, it's not arrogant or rude, love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is 1 Corinthians 13. So, now... I recently spoke, I feel like this is too high, about the Four Agreements written by Don Miguel Ruiz. It is a Toltec Indian wisdom book. Tonight, I'm going to speak briefly about the Fifth Agreement, but I'm also going to talk about the Toltec Indians. And so that will take up a little bit of time. So anyway... But the fifth agreement is be skeptical, but learn to listen. And this book is written by Don Miguel and his son, Don Jose Ruiz. So the Toltecs were known throughout southern Mexico as women and men of knowledge. Anthropologists have spoken of the Toltecs as a nation or a race. But in fact, they were scientists and artists who formed a society to explore and conserve the spiritual knowledge and practices of the ancient ones. They came together as masters known as, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Where's Mildred? There. Nahuals or Nahuals? You're not sure? Okay. My Mexican... Nahual. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. They came together as masters, Nahuals, and students at Teotihuacan, the ancient city of pyramids outside of Mexico City, known as the place where man becomes God. Over the millennia, the Nahuals were forced to conceal the ancestral wisdom and maintain its existence in obscurity. European conquests, coupled with rampant misuse of personal power by a few of the apprentices, made it necessary to shield the knowledge from those who were not prepared to use it wisely or might intentionally misuse it for personal gain. My book is too big for this. Fortunately, the esoteric Toltec knowledge was embodied and passed on through generations by different lineages of Nahuals. Though it remained veiled in secrecy for hundreds of years, ancient prophecies foretold the coming of an age when it would be necessary to return the wisdom to the people. Now, Don Miguel Ruiz and Don Jose Ruiz, Nahuals of the Eagle Knight lineage, have been guided to share with us the powerful teachings of the Toltec. Toltec wisdom arises from the same essential unity of truth as all the sacred, esoteric traditions found around the world. Though it's not a religion, it honors all the spiritual masters who have taught on the earth. While it does embrace spirit, it is most accurately described as a way of life, distinguished by the ready accessibility of happiness and love. The Four Agreements was published many years ago. If you have read the book, you already know what the agreements can do. They have the ability to transform your life by breaking thousands of limiting agreements you have made with yourself, with other people, with life itself. The first time you read the Four Agreements, it begins to work its magic. When you read it the first time, it challenges what you believe, and it takes you to the limit of your comprehension. When you read the book the second time, it feels as if you're reading a completely different book, because the limits of your comprehension have already grown. Just like magic, because they are magic, the Four Agreements slowly help you to recover your authentic self. With practice, these four simple agreements take you to what you really are, and this is exactly what you want to be, what you really are. The principles in the Four Agreements speak to the heart of all human beings, from the young to the old. They speak to people of different cultures all around the world, people who speak different languages, people whose religions and philosophical beliefs are vastly different. The principles in the Four Agreements reach everyone because they are pure common sense. The fifth agreement is made with words, of course, but its meaning and intent is beyond the words. The fifth agreement is ultimately about seeing your whole reality with the eyes of truth, without words. The result of practicing the fifth agreement is a complete acceptance of yourself, just the way you are, and the complete acceptance of everybody else, just the way they are. The reward is your eternal happiness. The fifth agreement is to be skeptical, but learn to listen. You know that humans speak with symbols and that symbols aren't the truth. Symbols are only the truth because we agree, not because they are really the truth. But the second half of the agreement is learn to listen. And the reason is simple. When you learn to listen, you understand the meaning of the symbols that people are using. You understand their story, and the communication improves a lot. Then perhaps instead of all the confusion among humans who inhabit the earth, there will be clarity. Once you realize that hardly anything you know through symbols is true, then be skeptical has a much bigger meaning. Be skeptical, it's hard to say, be skeptical is masterful because it uses the power of doubt to discern the truth. Whenever you hear a message from yourself or from another, simply ask, is it truth or is it not truth? Is it reality or is it virtual reality? The doubt takes you behind the symbols and it makes you responsible for every message you deliver and receive. By being skeptical, you don't believe every message. You don't put your faith in symbols. And when your faith is not in symbols, your faith is in yourself. The truth doesn't need you to believe it. The truth simply is, and it survives whether you believe it or not. Lies need you to believe them. If you don't believe lies, they don't survive. They don't survive your skepticism, and they simply disappear. But skepticism can go in two directions. One way is to pretend to be skeptical because you think you're too smart to be gullible. To be skeptical is not to believe everything you hear, and you don't believe because it's not the truth. That's all. People will come to you and tell you their personal story. They will tell you their point of view, what they believe in truth. But you won't judge if it's truth or if it's not truth. You don't have any judgment, but you do have respect. You listen to the way other people express their symbols, knowing that whatever they say is distorted by their beliefs. You know that what they are telling you is nothing but a story, and you know that because you can feel it, you just know. But you also know when their words come from truth, that's the main point. Truth or fiction, you don't have to believe anyone's story, just listen. When you learn to listen, you show respect for the person speaking, telling their truth. Respect is so important. And I'm going to leave you at that point, and I'm going to continue on my next talk because it was just too much material to cover in one night. Okay. So thank you very much.
Amazing. It is only this thick and this big. Yeah. So anybody who wants to look up that book, it really is only this thick and this big. I just thought I'd point that out. Because it was an easy reading book in English. And I want to read it again.
And she gets $25 every time you buy a book. Here for the very first time. Hey, you know what? I think it's all the way down in the bottom there. I can't find the can. Down in the bottom of that book. Yep. Thank you, honey. Thank you. We wave to him so he can find you. And thank you for coming, and thank you to whoever encouraged you to come. And please come again when your heart feels like it. Now, Rick, you didn't want an angel? honey. And who will help with this? Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who's going to help with this? Hand. Once more, Lord, we ask your blessing on the material offering, and let's each give here this evening, Lord, whatever way they give, their thoughts, their deeds, their actions, material, whatever way, Lord, please let it return heaped up and running over in the area of need. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, friends. Next Wednesday, we're going to have just all message. You know, God can give you a gift. It can be music, message bearing, dancing, building houses. He can give you those gifts, but if you don't practice, you don't get to use them, do you? You don't get to use them. So we appreciate when you let us practice on you. We appreciate it. Sunday, we don't have a speaker, but we do have the talker, Millie. 9:30 for healing, 10:30 is the service. So if I don't see you there, I'll know that you're tired of hearing me already.
Helene's not talking?
I'm sorry?
Helene's not going to talk?
What'd she say?
Reverend Helene's not going to talk.
Reverend Helene?
Was she scheduled? Oh, yes, I was going to fill in if she couldn't. Oh, so, yeah, we have a good speaker next Sunday. Please come. Now if I see you there, you'll think it's so you can hear Helene, Reverend Helene, and not have to listen to Millie. So, yes, 9:30 for healing, 10:30 is the service. And, again, just wonderful people, and it's not churchy, it's just love, isn't it? Anybody been there agree with me? It's just love-filled, love-filled. So please come if your heart feels like it. And we still have so many that's still in need of prayer. Our Judy Smith is still wrestling. So many. So if you'll put those in your heart right now, let's say a little healing prayer, but also think of the ones that are free of the body and ask them to help us be good message bearers up here. Would you do that for me? God, we have so many that we're carrying in our hearts and so in need of your extra strength, extra dose of your love, God, because God can help, that love can bring us into a balanced mind, soul, and body. And God, at this time, we also want to be able to bring us thoughts through from the free side of life for those that have lived on the earth and went free. Because they, I'm sure, would love to talk to their loved ones that they left here on the earth. And we as message bearers want so much to do a good job of bringing their thoughts through. So please use us, God. Please use us. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Now, please, let's sing something that would be very peaceful, huh? What can we sing? My message bearers, would you please come up?
I had just picked something that was lively. how about 32?
Giving all glory and honor to God and the angel kingdom. I have a message for everyone from Sally Cooper, who just passed away this weekend. And some of you may have known her. She was in the choir. She mostly come on Sundays, but a few of you knew her. And I have been getting T words all day. And I'm going to start with time out, team. If some of you have been feeling like you've been rushing through things, some of you feel like the people that you've been working with, and that each one of you is a leader of a team, of some kind of team, either your work team, your family team, the people that are around you, your healing team, your greeting team, whatever it is, you are a leader. Just because you who you are and you are here, you are a leader of a team. And you have been feeling like either you've been rushing through things or the people that you've been working with have been rushing through things. Maybe they've been being too timid, another T word. Maybe they've not been trusting enough, another T word. But she is here, and all of your angels are here to tell you that the time for timidity is over. It's time for temperance. It's time for tenacity. It is time for truth. And Barbara's talk tonight was really good. Thank you, Barbara. And that part about truth just like hit me like a ton of bricks. It is time for truth. And this is for every single one of you to take in your own way. That's all I've got for all of you. Okay. Whew. That was a lot of energy. Thank you, Sally. Wow. And I've got one for Rick. I got it. Okay. I remembered his name. I got, woo, woo, the train is coming. And the thing about train is, like, it's really cool. Your train is coming in. You know, there's all these metaphors. But there's also no stopping the train. So you need to be ready to get on that train and go. There's no holding back, no wondering if I should get on this train or not. Your train is coming. You need to get on. You need to go.
I was waiting right? for the trolley for 45 minutes.
Well, it's coming now. Blessings to you. Trolley blessings to you.
All right. Let's see what I got. All praise and honor to God and the angel kingdom. I want to come to the new young lady here on the, or is it Jana? Which one are you?
Danielle.
Danielle? Oh, that's my twin brother's name. Only he pronounces it Daniel. So what they're showing me, though, with you is a phone. Phone representing communication, or perhaps you're waiting or for a phone call, or maybe you need to reach out to somebody. And then the letter L comes in as well with a great big heart surrounding it. So it could be somebody on the free side of life, came or went this time of the year perhaps. But then that love also is transforming into the word love, or the word letter L is transforming into the letter love. And I want to say that really represents who you are as an individual, just this bubble of love that we often will use around here, that phrase. And so, what's it? Oh, okay, that's what it is, a Pisces. Well, they showed me a fish, and it's like, what's that got to do with any? Are you a Pisces? Okay. Yeah, well, that's coming in here, too, because Pisces also is, who happens to be my wife, too. I know what they're like, but they're just so... I mean, they're just so, they can't help but love anything or everything, you know. And so even if they do get all riled up or angry at somebody, you know, they're hitting them with a feather, you know. you know, and because they just cannot harm anything. They're just such a gentle soul. And so hence just this beautiful heart that's just surrounding you. You know, most folks would have a halo, but yours is a heart-shaped halo around you. And does the L represent or mean anything to you?
Yes, my aunt passed away 3 years ago.
I'm sorry, who did?
My aunt.
Oh, your aunt. Was she a baker or loved to cook or did a lot of cooking? Or, I don't know why she's showing me a pin, you know, roller pin, or maybe she was very stern or... Very strong woman. I'm just getting a lot of strength coming in here with her. And then the 58, something about 58. Maybe it's the year or the age. That your mom. Pardon me. Your mom's age, right? Current age, right now. Now is she free or free side of the? Or she's still here? Okay, good. So, it's like. Aunt and mom. What is it with aunt and mom? It's like they're your two heroes, I want to say. Or I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
They're sisters.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but there's some sort of a bond here, a connection that's coming in here very strong for you. And so it's for whatever reason she's working through your mom. I don't know that you ever can, hence the communicate with anyone from the free side of life. Reach out and pray and talk and with those. And your aunt, I think, wants to really walk with you. And so I think she's working through your mom right now to really get in touch with you is what she wants. So you might want to reach out.
She's trying to get my mom and I together.
That could be it. That could be it. You guys aren't talking to each other, you know? No, I know that feeling. Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah, I got a mom too. So, anyway, I'll leave that with you. Much blessings, and God, there's just a lot of love. You're just a bubble of love, aren't you? Everybody just loves you, don't they? And you attract so many individuals that are so like-minded like you, and so I bet she's that way too. And that's all I have for
you.
Thank you so much.
Good evening. Giving all glory to God and the angels. The lady in the second row with Yudoka, may I come to you? Yes, may I have your name again?
Marcy.
Marcy, what a beautiful name. What they're showing me is you are really grounded, a good foundation. You're a seeker of knowledge, and feels like you're searching. I know this church isn't for everyone, but it feels like you're looking for the right opportunity to fit in. And you know the truth. Her talk tonight was wonderful for you. It feels like there's a nun, and I'm getting a nun, like they're showing me Mother Mary come to me. That always represents something in the Catholic faith or someone in your past, in your lineage, I guess I would say. But you're on the right track. They're showing me a cracked egg, and sometimes everyone thinks the cracked egg is not as good as the other egg. But it doesn't matter. When you take the shell off, it's like peeling an onion. It becomes very sweet. I'm not sure if you have considered healing, but your prayers are heard, and you have incredible healing energy. As Millie was talking about, God gave us great gifts. I feel that your gifts is listening, helping. You do a lot for others. I don't know if you take it in for yourself. It feels like you need to take a day and receive some of the energy. Your prayers are really heard. You've got power. You're good at prayers. And I'm getting the letter M. It feels like on your mother's side of the family, an M. And I'm getting April. April's lighting up for me. I don't know what April means. Could be birth, came, went, celebration.
No, my father had a stroke in April.
Okay. Was traumatic, yes, and your mom had it. But there's a lot of also love coming in for you. And you just want to say, do a little more cheering for yourself, because I don't feel you're cheering enough for yourself. But you've got an incredible love energy, and it's all around you. Okay. So I'll leave that with you. And
you.
Bobby, may I come to you? You know, I feel there's a decision. You're always trying, you're juggling. They're showing me juggling here. And it's like, you've got so many talents and gifts and things, you just have to figure out what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Showing me a fork in the road that you could go this way or that way. It doesn't matter which way you go. If it doesn't work, you can stop and do something else. But it just feels like you're kind of stuck. And just put your intention out there. As the talk was tonight, which the fifth agreement, the first four is be impeccable by your word and all the others. You know, just decide what it is you want. And, you know, you've got your finger connected to God. He won't lead you in the wrong direction. Just trust yourself a little more. So I'll leave that with you.
Oh, giving all honor and glory to God in the angel kingdom. And it's funny how you, Carrie, mentioned how Sally was here. And it's funny, too, before we sang I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover, I had a message from Sally over everybody's head. It went, you know, like those little bubble things that come up, like word bubbles. Four-Leaf Clover word bubbles came up over everybody's head. It was way cool. So the green is healing and luck and love, and she's just throwing them at you guys. So that's kind of fun. It's fun when you see everybody gets that same type of thing. So, did I say giving all honor and glory to God in the angel kingdom?
No.
I think I did. Okay. Not me. Thank you. Let's do my fun one first. Would you like to have a message that, yes.
Okay,
what's your name?
Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Vaughn, yes.
Awesome. Would you, yes?
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Would you like a message? Okay, yes. And I see on top of your head three trumpets, one facing this way, one facing this way, one facing this way. And to me, that is really, really cool because I'm all about the phenomenon with spiritualism. And one of the things that you do in some of the spiritualism circles are really pretty intense ones. They might have this trumpet, and Millie has Reverend Ida Hill's trumpet, and it looks like a big megaphone, right? And so then in the really intense circles, you can actually see some things online about them. The trumpets might levitate, and then with the direct voice mediumship, when you're actually communicating with the other side, you're through the voice comes their actual voice. Okay, you can actually hear them in the seances. And so what this represents to me is that you have three spirit guides that are going to be really talking to you and keeping you in balance. One is going to be talking this way, one's going to be over here, one's going to be over here, and they're going to be really in check and keeping you, you're going to really be alert and well and really, you know, in balance with these three guides. So you'll have to figure out the names if you want to, if you choose to do that. Awesome.
Are you also saying that maybe that I'd be good at mediumship myself?
Absolutely, you would be good with mediumship by your. You know what? Practice, just like Barbara. Practice. It's awesome. You can do it. Just practice. Start coming to a class. Find a circle, a development circle that really helps. Be in it for years, and you'll do really good. Awesome. Okay, I'll leave that with you. Thank you. Mildred, would you like a message? Okay, I get a door, big, solid door, boom, just slamming in your face. And so it's like an abrupt closure of a door. It's almost like somebody else is just like, they get mad, boom, or this door is not for you or whatever, but maybe it is for you. So, then right after that, they show me, you're like, you want to knock on the door and it's going to open up. But really what they see right there is that key, but the key is really big. And so they're making it really easy for you to just kind of go like that and then walk, open it back up. So, you know, if the wind blew it closed or somebody else did or whatever, if that's the door you choose to walk through, walk right through it. It's okay. And they're giving that to you. So. It's real easy. Okay. Thank you. And then the gentleman in the back, would you like a message?
Sure.
Okay, for you, I feel like you are a really good provider. And with this image, it's interesting why I would actually feel that, because that's how I feel. Because normally I see images, because the image that I see with that is kind of it's kind of a blend between a sunflower, which is a sign of spiritualism, and a lotus. Okay, so kind of blending together. So you get this really interesting, like, you know, almost like a lily on the lily pond or whatever. You have that big thing here, but it's filled with seeds, filled with the sunflower seeds. So many, you know, that type. So it's like a kind of a blend of those two. It's almost like, if you think about it, it's like spiritualism and Buddhism, or, you know, your mind is open to a lot of different beliefs, okay? And you have that wisdom of it and a lot of seeds inside of you. And each of those seeds, it's like with the sunflower seeds, it's like there's a lot of meat in each one. And so you carry that with you. You carry these seeds wherever you go. And so, you know, it's great to you because you have so much inside of you. You could just spread them wherever you want to go, and you still have a lot of them. So, and it also kind of turns to a dandelions too when they have those. You know, you make a wish and they blow, and those are actually the seeds too. So it's a lot of seeds with you, a lot of ideas that you can spread out into the world. That is really beautiful, nice yellow too. It's real yellow solar plexus area too. Good thing. Okay, I'll leave that with you. Thank you.
Giving honor and glory to God and our wonderful angel kingdom. Rita, would you like a message?
Yes, thank you.
I have a gentleman that steps up here, and it feels like husband or boyfriend. It would be someone who would call you honey. And he shows me you putting the key into like a car and trying to start it, and it's not starting. And you keep trying to start it, and you keep trying to start it, and it's not starting. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, honey, it's okay. There's other ways to get there. So he wants to remind you that whatever you're struggling with, and he's using the key in the car as a metaphor, that there's other ways for you to get to where you're wanting to go. You can walk, you can take the bus. Or you can do it this way, or you can do it that way. So he's just saying, honey, it's okay. You have the ability to think of a different way to accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish. Some blessings, and I'll leave that with you.
Nice.
Jenna, would you like a message? I have a woman here, and she seems to be a sister or like a sister, your age, and I see you and her interacting together for many years, and she shows me a time when you're at a table and you have eggs, and you're playing with the eggs. So you know how you can lay an egg down this way and spin it, and it spins one way, and then you try and sit it up and spin it, and you guys are just having so much fun spinning these eggs. So when I ask her, why are you showing me these eggs? And she says it's a very fond, it's a memory of having fun with her. And then she shows me her in a hospital bed. And I'm not sure if it was a long-term illness or an accident, but it was... But she wants to say that she is so grateful that you stood by her side, that you were there with her, that she looks down on you all the time, and she's just so grateful and wants you to know how much she loves you and she's with you, and that she appreciates all of her lifetime that she spent with you. So blessings, and I'll leave that with you.
I have a message for the woman on the end. I think her name was Susan on the far side. Would you like a message?
Yes.
You were on my healing stool upstairs, and the first thing I got when you sat down was a shield, and that you were given the shield as an honor. And you know, it's an elaborate shield with a coat of arms and everything on it, but you're holding it too tight. And you've gotten into the habit of holding the shield too tight, and it limits you in how you can move. And you can't attack effectively, you can't defend effectively, you can't move forward effectively. I guess you could step back effectively, but you can't effectively move and act with a shield that close to you. You can push it out some. Angels really want you to do is to put that shield on the wall and just treat it as the honor that it was intended to, and then move forward. And you can start with just when you're home or something, is like, oh, okay, I'm home. Yeah, I'm in a safe space. I'll just take the shield and put it on the wall. And then you can bring it back if you want to. So you can, you can play with it until you're comfortable just setting it aside. Does that make sense? Okay, good. And then, Danielle, I also got a purple banner with you, and it was one of the long ones, that had the long material on it, and it cast a purple light on you while you were carrying it, and I'm not too sure what that purple light is. It would have to be a significance to you of what the purple light means to you, and what that banner would mean to you, but that's what your guides are bringing you that. Okay. And then I had a message for Robin and a message for the other lady that sat on my stool, but you'll have to talk to me afterwards. Okay.
So why are they showing me a hope chest with you? Yes. I don't know that hope chest. I only know of a hope chest because of my mom having one at the end of the foot of the bed. Why she has it, I don't know. What she puts in it, I don't know. My only thought is that it's a time capsule of some sort. do you have one? And yet, what they're also saying too, though, what the hope chest and also those words, chest, and then you've got a lot of hope within you, and I want to say also you've been praying a lot for someone lately, and so you just have it, hoping that this person, this individual or individuals, whatever it is that's just really weighing down on them, their chests or hearts, you're just bringing a lot of hope for them. And so it's almost as though those contents that are going within this hope chest is what you're putting in there for this individual, and you're going to give them this hope chest for them to eventually open up at some point in their life to help them recognize that, you know, it never really had to be that. It never really was that bad as I made it out to be. And so you put it out there for others to really, you're a healer. I want to say you're a healer in that sense. God, you're just so filled. Like I said, you're just an angel here on earth. And so you're a wonderful person to be around. So I can't imagine anybody hating you. So blessings to you, girl. And then there's the new girl, the young lady here. May I come to you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I don't suppose you have any relationship with baseball. and then they show me a carousel. And also what's interesting is they're showing this an incredible, majestic, like, stairway that's just taking you in this winding kind of a route to who knows where. It could be heaven. And what they're showing me, too, with the carousel... Oh, I know. Yeah, they're also the song, Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round. And so, yeah, they're singing this too as well. And so with the baseball, and it's really for an image for me, because what it represents, and this is coming at you, is that, you know, it's really, you don't always hit a home run every single time you make a decision. Sometimes you have to just take those little, just get to first base. Before you really can score, you have to round those bases. Or you also have to rely on others to hit you in, hit the ball and hit it safely. But it also depends on you and your abilities to really enforce or encourage somebody else to really, to hit that ball safely so that you make it home. So what this is really it's people really complimenting each other, working with each other to encourage each other, to help each other. And so instead of really spinning your wheels all the time, hence the wheels go round and round, and the carousel also represents, you know, having some fun and just relaxing and waiting for whatever it is that you're just trying to, I don't know, they're saying impatience or patience, have some patience. And then hence you will be going up, winding up the stair, because as you wind up, you get to a landing and you can once again pause, reflect. What did I just do? I just went up all these steps. All these things in my life I just accomplished. Hence, and once you've done that, you head for that next flight of stairs. And you get to that next landing. Once again, you wait, you reflect. So it's really life unfolding before you. And so as you go through all your various different experiences in life, you don't have to necessarily push it or force it, but you can really just sit back and wait or have some patience or live in the moment, the here and now, and know that things will ultimately get you to where you need to be, insofar as if you allow yourself those thoughts, those beliefs, and not that negative chatter that we all tend to just really beat ourselves down upon. So it's just really a lot of encouragement coming in here for you to just really learn to love yourself more and not say so many bad things about yourself, beat yourself up so much. So because you obviously attract wonderful people, because I know who these folks are over here. So, and like attracts like, and so really believe that you really are a wonderful person. So I'll leave that with you.
Have a good quick. Yudoka, may I come to you? Mm-hmm. You know, they're showing me several things. A piece of jewelry feels like someone just gave you something, or you were being honored or appreciated here. And showing, I don't know if you just looked at shoes, but they're laughing about shoes. Seeing, I don't know if you have a lot of shoes or what, but what they're telling me is you walked a path that is, it's been an amazing path, a journey that you've been on, and your shoes are hard to fill, but you've walked in these shoes, so you know the experiences that people have had. And I think it came up before, but again, a book, something about a book. You need to really focus on a book about your journey and things. And the shoes are saying, if you need one more pair, it's okay to get them. You know, you can give yourself. And this is, I don't know who say, it's a woman saying, go for the shoes, it's okay. But they want to encourage you, please, please get your book going. And I don't know if you're even writing one, but you should.
I've been talking to myself about it, so thank you.
Joe Samar. So funny. Would you like a message?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, I got a nudge from your husband. And he's been inspiring me to get those paintings done. Get the sides of those paintings done of your husband's, right? So it's on my list. It's getting moving up there. Okay. But it's so funny because what he shows me, I don't want to embarrass you. It's interesting. Well, I will. What? Okay. He's putting frosting on your head. And he's like, I just want to lick it off your head. I'm sorry. Okay. It's just so sweet. Anyway, so it turns into the candle drippings too, which to me is time gone by, and like almost like frozen tears and time gone by, and wisdom, and a lot of thinking time and precious time, and because you know candles are really significant. You know, you can light them for special occasions, or you light them for the special scent, or. So he's encouraging you to you know light some candles and you know and you have the dripping the wax and too I don't know if you have those type of candles but he's showing me that and no more time for tears he wants it to turn into the joy so awesome okay I'll leave that with you Debbie oh my goodness would you like a message okay parents. Okay, so you have the shape here, like a V, like a vortex or whatever here, and there's all these eggs in it, beautiful Easter eggs, and very pastel colors, and it's like a kind of like a gumball machine. You go like that, and you take one comes up, but every time one comes out, it's one of those eggs that you look at, and it's beautiful, beautiful picture. And each and every time, so you look at it, and I know how you are, and you're like, oh, look at how beautiful that is, and just cherish that one special moment. And then, so then you have that, and then you, like, do another one, and then another one comes out, and like, oh, look at how beautiful that is. And each one is a special moment, and so your parents are just, like, filled your whole vortex with eggs. Like that, so to cherish each moment with them, and they're sending you all those different things, so it's kind of really beautiful. So I'll leave that with you. Thank you,
Reese. Would you like a message? Yeah. Spirit shows me you standing tall and very confident in a tuxedo, black and white, and you have a huge smile on your face. And I see a ramp as you're walking up onto a cruise ship. And on this cruise ship, it's a celebration of some sort. So they're also saying your ship is sailing, which to me is a good thing. And so the message seems to be it's a time for celebration. You are feeling very confident. And enjoy this time of celebration. And enjoy the ship and every aspect of it, from standing on the on the bow and waving to everybody as you leave, to all the celebrations every night that happen when you're on a cruise ship. So I hope it's fun.
I know what it means.
Okay, wonderful. Blessings to you. Joyce, would you like a message? I have a woman here in spirit, And it feels motherly, but not like your mother. And she has white hair, and she has a name for you, but it's not English. It's like babushka, or, you know, it's a name that's endearing, and it has multiple syllables. And it's very interesting because I feel her as if she's found her freedom in heaven, and she's swimming in the clouds, like laying back and just looking around, and then turning over as if to do the freestyle, and then going back and just really enjoying this freedom, as if her body was not free here, and all of a sudden her body is free, and she's so happy to have this freedom. And I'll share more with you, but I just wanted to give that little bit to you, and I'll share more with you later. So blessings to you.
Everybody, please don't hurry off because you saw Stan go out there and plug the coffee pot in. So please don't hurry off unless you have to. And if you go out for coffee, or I don't even know if there's any goodies out there to eat or not. Is there, Stan?
There are.
Oh, good. Well, then, take this opportunity to get a little nibble and a cup of tea or coffee and water or whatever, and get acquainted with even one more person, because we are such a family. Please let everybody get to know each of you, huh? Giving honor to God in that wonderful angel kingdom. Rick, I don't know if somebody moved around you. I see movement and change around. Now, I know you live in Germany and your family's here, right?
My son lives in Germany.
Louder for me.
My son lives in Germany.
Oh, moved there?
He just graduated from college, so he's thinking of moving.
So he's going to move with you?
No, he's been living with me all these years. But now
okay, and that's a change for you?
I'm thrilled that he's good.
Okay, and because I feel very much as if things have just kind of picked up a little bit around you. And I'm not just referring to your son, but I'm referring to your life. Things have picked up. They were starting to get a little bit, today's the day, and tomorrow will be another day. And now something's picking up around you.
And I lost my sister last year. Everything I was doing, I just stopped.
And now you're getting adjusted. Okay. Then that could do it. Now, give me a letter S anywhere around you. S, like Sam or Stuart or Swiss Alps. Capital S, honey.
Well, one of the companies my son and I work for is a Swiss company. So
he works for a Swiss company.
Your son does?
Yeah.
Or you
both
do?
Both of them do.
You do?
No, I don't.
You don't work, do you?
No.
At your age, you should have been retired for 25 years.
We just talked about it on the phone today.
Well, I'm just, again, I'll just leave it with the idea that I'm really glad to see you, honey. He left us a long time ago and went over there, built himself a whole life over there and left us. Is that fair?
Are you kidding? Do you know how deeply the Germans needed to learn about like spiritualness and the psychic world? And when I first moved there, they just, you know, it was like a joke to them.
Really?
And then as time went by and more people learned and they saw, and over time, I converted thousands of people.
Really?
Realized that we're not all crazy over here.
Wow.
Woo!
And then I was able to adopt my son, and that's when she said I was a good provider.
Oh,
I wanted to give it back. So a lot of good things came from that move to Germany.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
I don't like the weather, though.
Well, you can take some of this with you when you go.
That's why I come here.
He was hinting for us to give him good weather when he goes back. But anyhow, good to see you, honey. Years he moved away. 10, 15 years. How many?
It's been 24 years.
24? 24. 24? Wow. Amazing what people do. My little chicken sitting in the middle there. You were here once before, you said. May I speak with you? No, the lady behind you, honey.
Yes.
Okay. When you were younger, and I hope you carried on, you were quite the little dancer. You got rhythm, don't you? Do you still allow yourself to sway with the music? Because that's extremely good for you. Give me a letter C around you anywhere, like Carol, Connie, Charlie, Chuck, Casey. Last name, first name.
I have a son named Carlo.
Carlo, your son?
Mm-hmm.
Has he hit 14 yet?
He's 22.
Okay, I feel like when he was 14, there was a big change in your household. Take a, you know what I mean? Yeah, and but this is a fine little person. I don't think you have much heartache with that young man. I think he's... And I love to see this because somebody in your household's a Capricorn. I like to find those. I found another Capricorn. Yeah. December and January.
No, it's Sagittarius, my daughter. December 16th.
December 16th?
Yes.
Pretty neat little girl, is she?
Yes.
Yeah. Does she look like you? Yes, she does. Yes, I think she does. You've got a tremendous household. And I'm glad you decided to come back to us the second time. That's nice. Is there anybody that we didn't talk to here? The young lady behind Dimples.
Amethyst.
May I speak with you? I never remember my own name, so don't expect me to remember anybody else's. You've been feeling, I'm going to say the last 3 days, optimistic. You had been on a little downer. Are you with me on this feeling? Now you're feeling optimistic. Oh, good things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. I want you to hold on to that feeling because that helps draw it to you. Helps draw it to you. I want to take you back to maybe only being like 5 years old, and I feel like there's a big change in your household. Did somebody come and grow out of the household?
I moved to California when I was five.
When you about that age. Uh-huh. And you're glad now that you did, but you weren't very happy about it at the time. Uh-huh. And but you're quite a young lady when it comes to adjusting to things. You can adjust to things. If you had nothing, you would adjust to it. If you were extremely wealthy, you would adjust to it, but you wouldn't let you change. You know what you want to do and what you want to be. And you're reaching for that. You're gonna get it. And you like that young guy sitting with you, whoever he is. Well, did we get to talk to everybody that's brand new? Yes, I got to talk to her a minute before we started. But may I ask you something else, honey? May I? Yes. I got to talk to you a minute before we started here tonight. But let me say this. Sometimes you help other people and completely neglect yourself. If it was somebody in your household that needed proper food, you'd make sure they had it, wouldn't you? If somebody needed a car, you'd make sure they got one. You want to help other people get everything they want, but you don't help yourself enough. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I can say it. Doesn't mean you're going to accept it, huh? But this is what they're showing me. They want you to put yourself first for just a little while. And it's hard for you to do that. Now, you know both of the ladies sitting with you? They're wonderful people. And like attracts like. So that should help you take a better look at yourself so that you would start telling yourself better stuff. Did you ever have an illness where you had to go to the hospital? It wasn't a very nice one. It was a pretty good one, pretty good illness. I don't think it was tonsils. I don't think it was something like that. I think it was something that really kind of kicked you down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Without all the prayers for you, you wouldn't have come out so good. You've got a lot more people as friends and praying with 9 o'clock praying for you than you realize. Can I leave you with that? Thank you all for giving us this time. Please don't hurry off unless you really have to.
Can I let people know, too, Sally's memorial is this Saturday at 2 o'clock, if anybody wants to come. And if you want to come a little early to help set up, it would be appreciated.
eventually it ends up in the file. We don't know right now.
So I saw that the reason I was looking at it.
Yeah, you can tell
me about the
celebration.
Mary Lovely.
Yeah.